Who is it? Oh, it's you. I'm fairly certain your shift doesn't start for another 45 minutes, I believe. It's rather early for your second day. You wanted to talk. About yesterday, in regards to what exactly? You're not fitting in with the rest of your department? Workload too heavy? I don't believe they assigned you anything particularly taxing yesterday, but I can double check. No? You want to talk about the end of your shift. Again, in regards to what exactly? I believe I made it fairly clear what the expectations of the company are with regard to employee dress, and you appear to be compliant today, so I don't think we should have any other I'm sorry, what was that you just said? Sexual harassment. No, you're absolutely right. That is a serious workplace issue that would need to be taken care of immediately. Tell you what, that's Rob down in HR's call. He's another early bird like me, so I can give you his extension. You ring him up. We'll get this nasty little business of sexual harassment taken care of ASAP. Oh, funny thing about Rob. He and I go way back, actually. As a matter of fact, he's been with the company, I want to say 23 years now. But in any case, we're very good friends. We do a timeshare down in Florida every few summers, our wives zumba together, that sort of thing. 23 years of trust between the two of us. How long have you been here? A day? I'm sure I'll be very receptive, just like I'm sure you can easily find another company that'll match our salary, our benefits. No? Change your mind about all that nasty business? Your call? In any case, you're still here rather early. Shame to put you to waste. Go ahead and make me a coffee. I didn't ask you where my fucking coffee pot is. I'm aware it's on my desk right now. What I asked you to do was make me a fucking coffee. Now, since you're so fond of asking stupid questions and making me repeat myself, I'm going to take this step by step for you. Stand up. Good girl. Now walk slowly over here behind my desk. Here, I'll stand up to make this easier. Just stand right behind you. Keep a nice close eye on things and make sure you don't fuck this up. Yeah, make a full pot. I can already tell this is going to be a long day. Now let me ask you something. Did you go shopping yesterday after you left? I can tell. You know how I can tell you went shopping yesterday? Because your skirt and blouse fit like they're fucking supposed to today. Stand with your legs apart. I told you not to ask why, just to fucking do it. I want to check something. Did I tell you to stop preparing my coffee? My hand in your thigh shouldn't affect how you brew coffee, should it? No. Good girl, it absolutely shouldn't. And it shouldn't affect things when I slowly start to move my hand up either. I just want to check something. I spoke to you yesterday about workplace distractions, and I want to make sure. Good. Good girl. This is what I was hoping to find. People come into my fucking office and try to tell me about sexual harassment. Probably shouldn't go to work without their panties, don't you think? Could give their employers the wrong impression. You're shaking. I want to make it very clear to you that this is a very expensive table you're preparing coffee on. If even a single fucking drop lands where I don't want it to, I'm going to really give Rob and the gang over at HR something to file a report about. Are we clear? I said, are we fucking clear? Speak up so I can hear you. Good. I know where my fingers are. I think I'm allowed to perform routine inspections on my employees, don't you? A little bit of quality control. I should remind you that while you're here, on the clock, in my building, in my office, this right here, this wet little pussy that I'm running my fingers across, I fucking own it. I fucking own you. Do you understand me? So if I want to run my fingers up and down your little cunt while you're making me coffee. I'm going to do exactly that. And if I want to, I'm allowed to shove them inside your fucking slit a little rougher, aren't I? Fucking answer me, aren't I? Good girl. Milk and two sugars. Real sugar, there we go. I'll take my fingers out when I'm good and ready. Let's just let the coffee sit for a bit. I don't think you want me to take my fingers out anyway, don't you? You like it. I can tell you like it. I can feel you dripping down my fingers. I can feel you tightening around them. But I don't want you to come yet. After that shit you pulled this morning, I think you're gonna have to earn it, don't you? I'm not worried, though. We won't make any more slip-ups, will we? You're a fast learner. Pull your fucking skirt up. Your shift's about to start. That coffee smells delicious, I must say. Well, you better head off to your cubicle. Got things to take care of here. Oh, and you might want to stop off at the bathroom and grab a paper towel. You're dripping.